for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Life is unpredictable. We have no idea what is going to happen with our family, the economy, at work. But one thing you can rely on is your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane of Vadex, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's budget plans take most of the guesswork out of how much you'll be paying on your propane bill. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price, so it won't go above a certain level all winter long. You can even spread your payments out through the entire year, and you won't have to worry about checking your tank with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program. Watch for Kohler's truck serving your friends and neighbors. Call Kohler Propane toll-free at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John Mooney, you got the victory last week in Kansas City, so that means you can go first tonight.
Well, I'm going to make it short and sweet because I could make a case for both teams, but I'm going to just go along with the home team. I'm going to say North Huron by 5.
North Huron by 5. I'm taking North Huron by 6. And Las Vegas has North Huron favored by 8.5 points tonight, so we'll see how they fare. Let's time and meet our starting lineups for both squads. Starting with the away team, the Deckerville Eagles, coached by Dale Stalaker in his first year at helm. And number 0, a senior, Lucas Asher. Number 2, a sophomore, Derek Snyder. Number 3, a junior, Carlos Ibarra. Number 23, junior, Isaac Kineth, also quarterback for the football team. And number 25, the foreign exchange student from Mexico, a senior, Jose Maria Abreu. Now for the North Huron Warriors, being coached by Kevin McDonald, as well as a first-year head coach. Number 2, a freshman, moved up all the way. Number 2, Will Case. He's a tall glass of water. Bright future for him. Number 10, a senior, Ty Knoblock, senior quarterback as well for that football team in Kindy. Number 12, a senior, Austin Majeski. Number 14, senior, John Hoodie. And number 24, a junior, DeAndre Morris. John Mooney, first thoughts here from Kindy, Michigan.
Well, all the festivities are pretty much done. Both teams are pretty much ready to huddle up and ready to button up and do battle. And I kind of like this. Like I said, I could make a case for Deckerville winning. I could make a case for North Huron. But it's been so cold, a week off and everything. Flip a coin on this.
No kidding. Deckerville on their road. Maroon uniforms, yellow and gold stripes down the sides. Eagles emblazoned across their chest in yellow numbers with white outline. North Huron in their home white uniforms. Blue stripes down the sides. North Huron across their chest in blue with a gold outline. And we are ready to start things off here. Number 2, Will Case for North Huron, kicking or tipping off for Deckerville. That'd be number 25, Abreu. North Huron be going right to left across your radio. Deckerville left to right. 8 minutes are on the clock. Fairly full gym, especially considering North Huron had no school today. Fifth straight day of no school for the Warriors. Deckerville, first day back in 4 days. There's the tip, and it's won by Will Case of North Huron. And here come the Warriors on offense first, right to left across your radio. At the point guard, DeAndre Morris passes to his right to Ty Knoblock. Phase it into the corner to Case. One dribble, feeds it to the right wing to John Hoodie. John Hoodie, pass to Knoblock, resets the offense, retreats from almost near to midcourt. Daggerville coming out in a little bit of a 1-2-2 zone. Over to the left wing, back up to the top to John Hoodie. Hoodie over to Knoblauch, right wing, blue shoes and all. Into the corner to Morris. Morris takes a long 2 foot on the line. This one rattles, no good. Out of bounds, last touched by Austin Majeski, and it's Daggerville ball.
Daggerville's packing it in. They're daring North Huron to go ahead and shoot the tray. And North Huron, they're a little obliged, and they will shoot it.
There's the trap at midcourt, and number two, that'd be Derek Snyder's in trouble. He gets out of it into the right corner, wide open for three. This one's short from number 23, Isaac Kenneth, rebound at North Huron, and we're going the other way. The long 16-footer in the left corner from Hoodie is no good. Rebound Abreu, and we're headed at North Huron, Deckerville's way. Down to the right block. Lucas Asher goes up strong. This one's no good. Rebound Will Case. Here comes North Huron. Pushing tempo. Morris goes up for the layup on the right side, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. And the foul will go against Deckerville's number zero.
Lucas Asher.
Lucas Asher, the senior. That's his first. Deckerville's first. Puts DeAndre Morris to the free throw line for two shots. Still no score here in North Huron. 6:49 left in the first quarter.
But both teams are getting up and down the floor really easy and everything. They're starting to get warmed up.
Most certainly. Morris takes his time with the free throw line. This first one is up. Wide right, no good, so the score remains 0-0. One more free throw coming for the junior, number 24, DeAndre Morris.
I'm around 50%. He should make this one.
We'll see if you're right, John.
Boom.
You've been right all night. He called his shots in the JV game as well.
All right, North Huron by five. Let's go.
North Huron leading 1-0 with 6:49 left in the first quarter. North Huron showing a press. Deckerville breaks it down to Asher in the inside. He feeds it over to Abreu in the left block. He's double-teamed. Fadeaway shot's no good. Rebound brought in by Case, and it's last touched out of bounds by Asher. It'll be North Huron ball. 6:35 left in the first. 1-0. North Huron leading the Deckerville Eagles.
Still packing it in with that zone.
Over to the left wing to Hoodie to Morris in the left corner. Being guarded by Asher. Back to Hoodie. Looking around, he's in no hurry. Back to Morris for three in the left corner. This one's up, and this one's good. DeAndre Morris with all 4 points for North Huron. They lead 4-0 with 6:15 left in the first quarter. Carlos Ibarra in trouble, feeds it into the right corner to number 23. Isaac Kineth feeds it inside to Abreu. Derek Snyder. And he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Trying to put Deckerville on the board for the first time. Foul goes against Will Case, the freshman big man down low. And the first against North Huron as well. 6:04 left in the first quarter. 4-0 North Huron. Derek Snyder of the free throw line shooting two. And the first one's no good. No arc on that one at all. Still 4-0. Warriors over the Eagles.
I have Snyder as a 50%er. So, okay, let's watch
this one. We'll see, John. No good there, but it's rebounded by Asher. Keeps Deckerville's possession alive. Kicks it over to Kineth in the corner. Kineth back over to Asher. Back to Kineth in the right corner for three. He got it. And Deckerville is on the board for the first time with an Isaac Kineth three, and it's back to a one-point ball game. 4-3, North Huron leading. Ty Knoblauch at the right elbow over to Majeski, right wing, being guarded by Ibarra. Down to the right block. This one's to Case, back out to Morris. Morris with a jump stop on the baseline jump shot air ball. Rebound, Derek Snyder. Here comes Deckerville. Snyder in transition. This one's no good. Ibarra gets the rebound. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Morris. Here comes the Warriors. In transition over to Majeski. Goes in the lane on the left side. The finger roll is no good. The ball is still loose, and they're going to say last touched by a white jersey. Deckerville ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. High tempo so far, John.
So far, they want to get into a running game, both teams. Probably they're because they're most more successful at it. Looks like we have a foul on Case.
Will Case just picked up his second foul as they're trying to feed it over to the right wing, extended in over to Kineth. And Will Case was in the wrong spot there. He's pleading his case, but regardless, it is the foul. That'll be his second, team second, so he sits down, replaced by Christian Kroll. 5:07 left in the first. North Huron leading by 1 point, 4-3. Into the corner, Kineth for another three. Same spot, and he got the same result. 6 points for Kineth, 6 points for Deckerville, and they lead for the first time tonight by 2, 6-4, with 5 minutes left in the first quarter.